We were talking about the last 2 weeks. We spoke about the chiyuvim of a socher, how he's like a shomer socher, how he's not like a shomer socher. If something goes wrong with the thing he rented, if it got stolen, ruined, some reason, a socher, unlike the other shomer, have other halachas and has other halachas. And that is, when you're renting something, besides the fact that you're responsible if you break it or if it breaks, there's the question that you want to use it. You pay money in order to have the ability to use this object. So the next few weeks we're going to speak about what happens if for some reason you weren't able to use that object that you had rented. And the first 2 weeks, this week and next week, we're going to talk about the reason you weren't able to use the rented object was because there was something wrong with the rented object. Right? In the case we talked about, and in the case I sent out an email, was that you rented a car and it started raining and the windshield wipers were working okay for a while, but after an hour or so they conked out and it was pouring, and you had to pull over to the side until the rain stopped before you can continue your trip, and it delayed you and you're very unhappy with it. Or a similar case would be that the engine light keeps on going on and you have to pull over to the rest stop and cool it off, and they can't find out what's wrong with it, and you just have to put more water in it. And every 2 hours you have to stop. Every hour you have to stop to pull it over to cool it off so you can continue. Or you are traveling and the air conditioner breaks in the middle and it's getting hot. It's hot in there and it makes your trip uncomfortable. So these are all the different things that could happen when you rent a car and something's wrong with the car. Now there's two types of things. I didn't say that the car broke down, it won't go anymore. Right. Tonight we're going to talk about where the car can go. It'll take you to where you need to take, where you need it to go. But because it broke down for whatever happens with it, the windshield wiper's broken, and it's raining, or it keeps on overheating and you have to stop, or it's just uncomfortable because the air conditioning isn't working and it's hot in there, the question is, do you have any recourse to say you want your money back from the rental agreement that you paid? Because you agreed to give a certain amount of money for a car that'll take you 4 hours to New York, to Muncie. And it took 7 hours, it took 8 hours. And you paid the amount of money because you wanted the car in good condition with the air conditioning. And it was hot, the air conditioning didn't work. The cassette player didn't work, you couldn't listen to all the tapes that you were planning on taking. Right? All the things that you were planning on doing in the car weren't able to be done. So the question is, do you have the right to demand a refund from the purchase price that you asked? Like that's the topic. So the first thing we have to say, the first thing we have to go is see this Tosefta. The Tosefta in Bava Metzia says, Ein ha-poel rishai lasus malachta b'layla. A worker, if you're hired to do a job during the day, you're not allowed to have a night job. And then work by day. Right? If you're tired, you're not allowed to. If you know you're supposed to be working a day, you're not allowed to stay up all night and be tired and not do a good job when they expect you to work well during the daytime. And then so then you can. Also, if you're not allowed to use your cow to plow in the evening, and then rent it out in the morning, because the cow's going to be tired. Cows are supposed to sleep at night, and if you use it all night, it won't do a good job during the day. So that's what the Tosefta says, and this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shin Zayin, Siv Zayin. And it's Mamash Shoshan. You're not allowed to, if you're renting out something to another person, you have to make sure it's in good condition. If it's not in good condition, you're not allowed, you have to tell them that this is a tired cow that I'm renting. So if there's something wrong with the car, you know, if it's 90 degrees out and the air conditioner doesn't work, you have to tell them that this air conditioner doesn't work. Or tell them that, you know, you have better to take it easy because it was used all night and you might have to stop because it's going to overheat. You have to tell them whatever you know. There that could be a potential problem with the thing that you're renting, you have to tell the renter before he takes it. Right, that's the halacha. Now the nesivus goes one step further. where this is talking, the Tosefta says you're not allowed to do something that's going to make it not work well during the day. Right? You can't work the cow at night, so it won't work well during the day. The Nesiva says not only that, but even if, like I just said, if you know there's something wrong with it, you're mechuyev to tell the renter that there's a pre-existing condition when you're renting, get something that will affect his rental. And if you don't, so that's like you were saying, that's called a mekach tovs. Now the halacha is a mekach tovs we spoke about last year. It has to be something that really makes a difference, right? If it's, you know, that there's a scratch on the upholstery and on the seat, so that's not a mekach tovs. We have to go back to all the rules of mekach tovs. There has to be something that can't be corrected. All those different things. So if you gave it to him and you didn't tell him about it, so it's a mekach tovs. Now remember, we learned the rules of mekach tovs. If he chooses to continue taking it anyway, so then that shows he was mokel. The fact that the air conditioning is not working or the upholstery is ripped and he doesn't care about the exact, you know, he's an executive, but that shows he was mokel. And so then he can't have any taina. But if he sees that there's something wrong with it, he can call up right away and say, this car is not up to standards and I want my money back, the whole thing is null and void. Right? That's simple. And we're not going to talk about that tonight. And that just to know before we start, and just the halacha of Isser v'Heter already, that if you're renting something out, it's important for you to make sure it's in good running condition. If it's not in operating condition, there's anything wrong with it, right, you're not allowed to rent it. That's the Lashon Nesivos. He says, even though there's halacha, that if I tell you I'm going to sell you one of my oxen, and the halacha is I'm allowed to give you the worst of that. Right, that's halacha. If I'm saying I'm going to sell you an ox, I don't have to choose my best ox. I'm going to sell you one of my oxen. This is one of my ones. I can sell you. But he says, if there's something really wrong with it, that's only, it's worse. It's not as fast as the others. It's not as good as the others. But if it's sick, or it's an insane ox, or something, you know, it goes crazy all the time. So I'm not, you know, you can't say, well, I said, I'm going to sell you one of my oxen. This is one of my oxen. You can't do that. It has to be one that really works. So same thing, renting. Renting is like selling it for a zman. If I'm renting something for you for 30 days, it's like I sold it to you for 30 days. So if the thing I sold you was defective when I sold it to you, i.e. when I rented it to you for those 30 days, so then all the rules of mekach tovs apply, and the renter can say, I want a refund, this is not what I was expecting. And we're going to talk about cases where the car left the rental agency running well. The car was fine when it left. During the trip, that's when the problems arrived. Right, the air conditioning was working the first hour of the trip, and then it broke down. The windshield were working fine in the beginning, and through the rain, and it broke afterwards. The car worked the first couple hours, and then afterwards it started overheating, and you had to pull over every single hour, every single 15 minutes to put water in. Right, so we're talking where something that the owner had no way of knowing was problematical, so it's not a mekach tovs. And now a shaila becomes, does the renter have the right to demand a refund or demand a different one? What are the rights of a renter when the thing that he's renting is not working properly? So that's the Mishnah above Metziah. So once again, okay, we'll see the chiluk in the two cases when we see the Mishnah. This is the end of the Mishnah we spoke about last week. Hasokhes achamar. If someone rents a donkey, v'hivrika, became blind, so it can't work so well. Oshenas is angaria, or it got taken over by the king. It got pressed into service to work for the king, so he couldn't use it right away. He had to wait for the king to finish with it before he would get it back. So the time he was expecting to use it was limited. So omer lo, and now what's the renter want? The renter says, this donkey became blind. I paid you a certain amount. I'm paying you a certain amount a day. It's blind. I can't do the job well with it. I want my money back. Or it got taken over by the king. It got put into the shop for a while to get fixed. I want my money back. So, Omer lo, I'm sorry, now you don't want my money back. I want a new cow. Right? Give me a new donkey in exchange. That's what he really wants. Right? He needs the donkey. The money's not going to help him. So, Omer lo, the owner can say, Haresha cholafanecha. That's not my fault that the donkey became blind or that it got taken over by the king, that the king needs it. That's Harishal Chalvanach. You rented a donkey. Here's your donkey. It's your problem. Mesa or Nishvara, if it died or it became it broke a limb so it can't do anything at all, then Chayiv Lahamil Chamar, then the renter has a time, you could say, I want a new one. This one can't do the job, I want a new one. And so what's the reason in the first case that you could say, HaReish HaLcholof HaNechad? Rashi says, and it's important to hear the Rashi, Telena Kemo Shehi Smuya, take it like it is blind, the tailor can take it. Sha'af Mazloch Ngaran Kemo Mazali. It's your mazel that caused this to happen, just like my mazel. You can't blame it on me. It's your mazel that it happened. You needed to carry some stuff somewhere, so it still can carry it. It's just going to take longer. You'll take you more trouble. It'll be more troublesome for you to do it. It'll still work. Just take the trouble and do it. And in the case of where it gets taken by the king for a little while, also, wait until you get it back. It's your mazel that caused it to happen, so we both lose. Why should I have to replace it? You want me to give you a new cow, a new donkey to replace the one that got taken over by the king, or that got blind. It's your mazel that caused it. It's not my mazel. I rented you something that was in good condition. It became blind. That's your problem, not my problem. Okay, that's the spot. Now let's see the Gemara before we see the difference between the cases. The Gemara wants to know, it's talking about the case of Angari, and has a Shiloh, and wants to say it goes like Rosh Hashanah ben Elazar. So Gemara says, because of another bride, the Gemara says that our Mishnah can't be following Rosh Hashanah ben Elazar, because Aktoni Reisha, the Reisha said, if someone rented out a donkey, and it became blind or demented, it became a shokta, Omer, you can tell him, it's yours and I'm not replacing it. I gave you a donkey in good condition, it turned crazy, that's your mazel that it turned crazy. So our Mishnah can't be like Rosh Hashanah ben Elazar, because he holds, someone hires a donkey to ride, and it became blind or became a shota, the owner has to give him another one. So the Gemara says our Mishnah can't be following Rosh Hashanah ben Elazar. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Baravuna said, Lirka v'la shiny. If you look at Rosh Hashanah ben Elazar's case, he said, Hasokhas Chamar Lirka v'la. He was renting the donkey to ride. Our Mishnah was talking where he was renting the donkey to put something on top of it. So if you're renting a donkey to carry something for you, like Rashi said, all you have to do is be careful with it and walk with it and it'll take you where you need to go. It's, you know, it will be slower, but it'll at least do the job. If you have to ride on it and it's a crazy donkey, you're afraid you're going to get thrown off and get hurt, so then you can't use it. In other words, it's the same as the seifa of the Mishnah. The seifa of the Mishnah said if it breaks a leg or it dies, so then it's useless for what you rented it for, so then you can demand a new one. Right? So the same thing, if it didn't die, it's still alive, but the use you wanted it for, that you said you were going to ride this donkey, and because of its condition you can't use it for what you rented it for, so you can demand a new donkey. And then the Gemara gives another case, the same thing, even if you're renting a donkey to carry something as a beast of burden, but what you're carrying is crystal, so there also, if you're carrying blankets and the donkey's crazy, so either drops the blankets off so you put them back on again, it's no problem. But if you need the transportation for crystal glasses and the donkey's crazy and it can't see well and drops things every so often, so then it's going to break, you can't use it at all. So based on this Gemara, we have two halachas. We have two different types of problems that could occur to the item that you're renting. It could be something that completely ruins the job for you. You can't use it for what you needed it for. In that case, the Mishnah says you can ask for another chamar. In that case, we're going to talk about more next week. We're talking about the first case, and that is where it still works, it's just going to be slow. It's just going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be more burdensome for you. But it still will do the job. So in that case, you can't demand a replacement. But that's a clear halacha from the Gemara. I have from the Binas Mishpat, one of these contemporary Sfarim, he says, this case now, if you rented a car, so if the car broke down and it won't drive at all in the middle of the road, it broke down, now you can't use it, and it's dead. So then you can demand a new car, because you rented a car, this one broke down. But if it's driving, it's just that you can't use it so well, it's slow, you have to keep on pulling it over to fix it, to cool it off, or like we said with the windshield wipers, you have to wait for it to stop raining to be able to drive it, or it's uncomfortable because the air conditioner doesn't work in it. So in that case, we say, that's your mazel that caused it, and I don't have to replace it. I rented you a good car. Once again, it was in good condition when it was rented. I rented you a good car. Your mazel had it that the windshield wiper broke, the air conditioner broke, it started overheating, and that's not my problem. You'll just have to bear with it. Now, if it's something that's dangerous, he says, maybe the case of you having to pull over on the side, that might be something that's called dangerous, where you can't drive it because, you know, the engine light's on, and if you drive it, it's going to break it, and you're not allowed to be mazik his property. If it's something that's really going to make it useless for you to use, or dangerous for you to use, just like you're on the donkey, and you might get thrown off the donkey, and that's dangerous, so there the Gemara said, you have the right to demand a new one. Right, so these are the two halachas. If it's completely broken down, you can demand a new one. If it's still useful, you can still do the job you needed it for, but it's slow, and it takes you 8 hours to get there instead of 4 hours, but you'll get there. So then, or you're going to get there and it's uncomfortable because the air conditioner didn't work, so then you can't demand a replacement.
Why is it that in the case in which it does break down and you can't use it at all, you don't also say that it's your mazel?
So that... the way the Nesivus seems to explain it is that if it's his thing that breaks, if it's the owner's thing that breaks, so that's his mazel now. His car broke down, and it won't ride at all. If his car just got damaged, and he can fix it whenever he needs to fix it, or he might want to keep it like it is, and it's just you who rented it can't use it the way you wanted to use it, so then that becomes your problem. That's the mazel of the Zohar. Let's see some cases, just to clarify this. What Dov said, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that if you told the renter that I'm taking this to New York because I have a chasana gedola, do I have something that's time value, I need to be there today, and because it overheated, he's talking about when the wagon broke down, but there was something wrong with it, and because of that, you missed the whole point that you rented it for, so then that's like it died. It doesn't help for you to get an hour after the levaya. You didn't get 20 or an hour after the chuppah, and that's not worth anything to you. So that just because you're not going to see the signs on the New Jersey Turnpike, you're going to get to where you need to go. And if because of the condition of the what happened to the car, you can't do it, so then once again you could say, this isn't my mazel anyway. This is something I can't use at all, and I want you to replace it. Right, but the Aruch HaShulchan says you have to tell him, otherwise it's Devarim Shebelev. I told you I need it today, I need to get there, and it didn't work because something happened to the car, so then you have the right to demand a replacement. Next week we'll talk, in 2 weeks we'll talk about not where something happened to the car, but it started snowing, and because of the snow you couldn't make it, so that's 2 weeks from now. So that's the first thing, that even though we said the case of Hungary is a case where, it was inconvenient that you have to keep on pulling over, it takes time, but if you said that you needed it for a certain specific time that you needed to be there, and because something happened to it, you can't make it in time, so then you can ask for a new one. It doesn't mean that, you said, I need to get to New York in 4 hours, and you rent it now, and it takes you 4 hours to get there, and, that has to be reasonable. Sometimes things take a little while. I don't know if you were mitzantzing too much. I don't know if then you have a right. We're talking where you left a normal amount of time. Under normal conditions, a normal car can make it. This car, something happened to it. It started raining and the windshield wiper broke and you can't make it. So then you could call him up and say, I want another one now. He has an office and he gets it to you and he has to do that. I have just cases from this, and the Steve Haskir's other contemporary safer. He's talked about this case where you start driving and you can't go past 45. You won't drive fast. So he says that's also it's going to get there. You can't demand him to give you a new car if it's going to be something that's dangerous. There he talks about rent some electronic tool or something, and it's sparking. When you're using it and you know, you're worried you're going to catch on fire. So that's something that's already a nezek. There we said that's like the case of the animal that you hired to ride that became insane. It's going to throw you off and hurt you. So that's also a tiny where you can demand a replacement. Now, the Mishpat Shlomo has an interesting case I just saw. He combines the two. He says that suppose the car completely broke down. The car completely broke down, and this was his case. He had a case that happened that there were four tourists rented a car to go up to the north in Eretz Yisrael, and the car broke down along the way, and they called up the rental agency, and it broke down completely, and like they were supposed to, they sent a new car. Right? That's halacha. You have to give a new car if that one breaks down. But since it took a while to get there, it took them 5 hours to get there, and because of that, they had to stay overnight in a hotel, and they lost they lost a day out of their 4-day trip. So they wanted to, first of all, they wanted to deduct from the rental that they had hired, but also they wanted to get their money back for having to, for having to sleep in a hotel because they couldn't get to their destination because the car broke down. So he says that's also a case of a delay. Right, that's their mazel. Right, there's no difference if the car was supposed to go 65 and it can only go 45 and you get delayed and you lose one day from your vacation, or if because it broke down and you had to wait to get a new one, that's no difference than if it's the cow got pressed into service and you had to wait for the king to give it back. We say that you don't have any time, I want a new one in the meantime. So the same thing over here, he said you have no time against the owner. He did what he was supposed to do. He sent you a new one. Either there was time in between that you lost use of the car that you rented until you got the replacement. That's your mazel that caused it, and you have no time. You can't claim money for any inconvenience that you had. Right, so this seems to be a clear halacha, this paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that depending on what type of kilkul there was in the rented object, that's what the halacha is. If it's something that you can continue using it, it's just inconvenient, or it's going to lose your time, it's going to give you tiracha, so you can't demand a new one. If it's something that defect that you can't do what you need to do at all with it, and he knows what you rented it for, and it won't work at all, so in that case, you can demand a replacement. And once again, we're talking where these things occurred after you had rented it. If it happened when you had rented, it was already defective, so that we said in the beginning, you could say it's a mekach tolos, and he's not allowed to give you something that's defective, and if he did, you can say it's a mekach tolos, and you go into all the halachos of mekach tolos. Okay? That's what we're up to right now. We have one last thing to talk about, and that is, in a case where there is something wrong, which just makes it inconvenient, and we said you can't demand a new cow, you can't demand a new car, you can't demand a new computer, you want to do your word processing, but it's so slow, something's wrong with the video card and it's not working right, everything's going so slow, you can't do things as fast as you want. So you can't demand a new one. You can't say, better ask me a new one, this isn't working right. It's working, it's just going slow. Can you at least, when you come back, say, look, I had paid you this much money for, a Pentium computer, and this is working like an old XT, so I'll give you the price what an XT sells for. Or not, that's the question. You can't in the middle say, I want something faster, because this one broke down in the middle, right? Once again, it worked when you first took it, it just broke in the middle. You can say in the middle, I want a new one, because it's still doing what you need it to do. The car is still making it. You can't demand a new car if it's still driving. But when you get back and you say, look, yeah, I paid for the grade A car and this is driving like a grade C car or worse. Can you say, at least give me some compensation for the heat that I went through because the air conditioner wasn't working or the tircha, I had to pull over to the side and I kept on going back and forth. Give me some compensation for that. You have a right to demand compensation. That's the last issue. Let's see the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Chiras, and this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch also, Simin Shin Yud. Hasokas Abehema, the false. If someone hires an animal and it got sick, oh, and his tatisir became insane. Now, he doesn't say that it could still work. The Torah says the Rambam must mean, and it still can work slowly. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah puts that in. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, and the Ramah puts in, and it still can work slowly. Right, it's not completely ruined. Oh, Nilkach al Avodas HaMelech, where the king took it for his work. Afav Yishain Sofa Lachzar, even though, and the Rambam is different than Rashi, he says even if he's not going to get it back at all, in Nilkach Adar Chachi Havi Chasa, if it got taken while he was walking, so we won't get into that. But anyway, Harei Amaske Omer Lasoch, and Amaske Kotalim, like the Mishnah said, Harei Shechol Lepanacha, here's the animal that I gave you, what's the problem? V'chayiv Litein Aschara Mishalim, and you have to pay him the full price. Like the Rambam says that. The Mishnah didn't say anything about that. And in fact, the Magi Mishnah brings the Raivin and the Rashba, who disagree with the Rambam. They say that the whole Mishnah is only talking, can I demand a new Chamar or not? It said if it was Hivrika, he says, HaReshel Chalap Nacha, you have a Chamar. If it was Nishbro, then Chayiv Lamed Chamar, you have to give him a new one. But the issue is, can you demand a new one, or can he say, you have one, HaReshel Chalap Nacha? But it doesn't say anywhere that you can't say you want a reduction in price because you had a grade C merchandise that you were using, a grade C object that you were renting. That's what the Raivin and the Rashba holds. He says, look, I don't want to pay you full price for it. The Gra brings a Raya from Rashi, that Rashi agrees with the Raivin, because if you remember the Rashi said, V'gavi Angaria, he said, when it comes to the Angaria, Nami Hamtin Asher Toshuv, the owner could say, wait until you get the cow back. Sha'af Mazal Chagoram, your mazal also played a role in this. But Nafsi Shenedi, and we'll both lose. What does it mean we'll both lose? According to the Rambam, the owner's not losing anything. It's the renter's losing everything. He has this faulty car, and he has to pay full price. So the Gaon brings a ride from Rashi. The Rashi agrees with the Raivin that we'll both lose. That you will lose that you have a schleppy trip that you didn't want to have to be like that, and I'll lose that my full fee that I had charged you. So he brings a raya to that Rashi holds like the raya, but I'm just thinking that I don't hear it as such a strong raya, because he can say Navzah Shenenu is my mazel is that I'm going to have to fix it. And I'm going to have to, if it's something that breaks, my mazel, I have to fix it. I either the cow, if it became blind, is my mazel is that I'm going to have a blind cow from now on. If it was temporary thing, I have to take it to a doctor, I have to pay, I have to do something. And your mazel is that it happened during your time, but you still have to pay me full amount. But anyway, he thinks it's a raya that the Rashi holds like the Raivid. The Chikri Lev says another nafkamin in this halacha. I just want to point out that this is a flesh of a safe set that was donated a few months ago in honor of Julius Fagelman, who had his 95th birthday, and but he was just nipped through last week, actually his bliss, that this guy was going to run to his fuso. So the Chikri Leif says based on this machlokes between the Raivin and the Rambam, there's another nafkamina. As according to the Rambam, when the Rambam says you can demand full payment, that also means you can't say, let's just cancel the whole thing. Right? Okay, I can't get you to give me a new car, but I don't want this car, so I'm going to give you this one back and give me my money back. No, the Rambam says it's your mazel, you made that agreement, just like you couldn't back down on the agreement if the car's working fine, you also can't back down on it if you can't back down on it if it's your mazel that made a problem. But according to the Raivid who holds that you can demand some reduction in pay, so he's saying also that if you want, you can say, look, I don't want this car, it's faulty, I'm going to park it, I'll send it back to you, I'll bring it back right away, and you're not going to give me another one, so give me my money back. Right? That's another nafkamina between the Raivid and the Rambam, whether you could demand your money back. In fact, the Pesach Choshen says, the Raivit, who says that you can say you don't want to pay, that's all, he says, it could only be talking where you're not going to use it. Right? The Rambam says you have to pay full price. The Raivit says you don't have to pay. The Raivit says you don't have to pay. If you use it and you take it to New York, how can you not pay? So he says it must be where you chose not to use it at all. If you used it, so then you have to pay because it did a job for you. It might have been uncomfortable. I mean, to me, I don't see it such some of a cost. It could be that the Raivid was saying, like we're saying, he doesn't mean that you don't have to pay at all. He means that you can make a deduction from it, possibly. Not that the Raivid doesn't mean that you can say, I want it for free. It could be the rabbi will be saying, if you took it anyway, you call them up, look, it's the air conditioning is not working. So I'm sorry, nothing I could do. Okay, I'll use it. And when I come back, I say, look, I want some compensation. A car without air conditioning usually rents for less. But lemaisa, it doesn't make a difference at all, because the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly that the owner can demand full payment. No one disagrees, no one brings the Ravid, none of the posts can bring the Ravid. The Gra himself, who says Rashi, agrees with the Ravid, and at the end says, but the Toseptus Mashma, like the Rambam. So all the posts can agree with the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, who paskins that way, that if something temporary happened to it, that we could say it was your mazel that caused the problem, and we're saying it's only your mazel that caused the problem, so then you have to pay full price, as uncomfortable as it was, as long as it took you to get there, as much as the tircher was, you had to carry the walk with his donkey so slow because it was blind and it took, you had such a headache when you got there at the end, but you have to still pay full price. And the Nesivus adds insult to injury. He says that if because the donkey or the car was going so slow, it took you 5 days to make the trip instead of 3 days, and you had rented with a per day rate, you said, you know, I'm going to pay $50 a day, and it took you 5 days to make the trip instead of 3 days, you have to pay five times $30, you have to pay the full $150. Right? That's what he always says, because you rented per day, it's your muscle, you were using my car for 5 days that I couldn't use it, and my car I rent out for $30 a day, and the halacha is that you have to pay the full price for it no matter what happens. So it took you 5 days, you used my car 5 days. It's very schwer. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. He says, look, it's bad enough that you're making him pay full price for something that was, he lost 2 days of his life with this car, and going back and forth and stopping, and with all the tirch and the headaches, and right, and you're going to make him pay for it also? It's enough that you have to pay the full price for what you're going to pay me 3 days worth, so I'll pay you 3 days worth, but you can't charge him the extra. The Pisichash and Mishpah Shalom also ask on the Zivas. So, summing up,
can
they
fix it and charge it to
the owner? Yeah, that I'm not sure. I don't think so. Because since the owner is not mechuyev to fix it, I don't think he's to fix it. The owner can say, look, I would have done it myself. Right? I don't think...
The air conditioning was working.
Right, so I don't think you have a right to fix it, because the owner could say, look, I would have done it myself. I am a handy. I have my cheap person to do it. You don't have any right to take to that person and charge $300
so
on your own.
To drag the owner up and fix it on the spot.
But he doesn't have to, because he's saying it's your mazel. Your mazel caused it, so you're really up here halacha stuck with the car the way it is. So summing up, if the condition was pre-existing and it was something that would be important enough to make it a mekach tolos if you're selling it or renting it for what you rented it for, so it's a mekach tolos, then you certainly can demand a refund and a new car if you use it anyway. So then you can't demand a refund. Maybe there's some deal you can make. We were talking if it happened afterwards. So we saw afterwards, there's two types of cases. If it's a case where it completely breaks down, and you can't use it at all for whatever you wanted to use it for, so then you have a right to demand a replacement. You want a new car, you want a new donkey, whatever it is you want, a replacement. But if it's something that could still be used without causing any danger to the renter, and it's just a matter of that's going to be a tirach, it's inconvenient, you're going to take more time than you were planning on it, so then the last thing is you can't demand a replacement. And not only that, you have to pay the full amount that was agreed upon, because it's your mazel that caused the problem. If it was your own that owned it, and your car, you were taking your own car and it took a long time to get there, so you got there and you say, it's the mazel that this happened to my car on the way there. So the same thing is, you rented the car, it's like you were owning it for that amount of time, so it's your mazel that happened. If you took extra days, we saw this chinchdik in the Sivas, he says you have to pay extra, but it seems like most poskim won't go that far. If you had to hold it out extra days because of the problem, so I don't think you would have a good case in having to pay the whole amount.